I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 6th. Well, the Quincy Fire Department was busy yesterday chasing after brush and mulch fires during the dry and windy conditions. Small fires were reported on Safford Street where a fence caught fire. A mulch fire at Hannon Parkway and Mechanic Street was quickly doused, as was a small brush fire behind 95 Martinson Street. No injuries or major damage was reported. However, officials are cautioning that there is an elevated risk of outside fires again today due to the warm and windy weather conditions. Well, both sides in the case of the proposed statues for the new Quincy Public Safety Complex will present their arguments before the state's highest court this morning. Oral arguments will be heard beginning at 9 a.m. at the John Adams Courthouse in Boston. The city is being sued by a group of residents and the ACLU, arguing that installing the statues of Saints Michael and Florian at the entrance to the new building would violate the constitutional separation of church and state. The city says the statues are longtime secular symbols of support for police officers and firefighters. The Beckett Fund for Religious Freedom is representing the city at no cost. The city commissioned the 10-foot-tall bronze statues at a cost of $850,000. They've been in storage since a Norfolk Superior Court judge issued an injunction preventing them from being installed until the case is settled. The new public safety complex opened in late March and is home to the police department, fire department administration, and emergency management department. The old police station will be demolished soon to make way for a park for first responders. The Quincy City Council has scheduled four hearings to review next year's proposed city budget. The Finance Committee will hold hearings at City Hall on May 11th and 19th and on June 2nd and 10th. This week, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch unveiled an almost $492 million spending plan that represents a 2.9% increase over the current year's budget. Koch says the budget represents no new programs or positions and maintains current services. Koch says there are 4.5% increases for public safety and education, and increases for contractual pay raises, trash collection, health insurance, and energy. The budget also includes $2 million to put into the city's reserve fund. The mayor says there will be a modest increase in property taxes next year. However, the exact figure is still unclear. The city council will review the budget line by line and may approve or make cuts, but may not add to the budget. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. Human remains found along Route 3 in Plymouth back in March of 2025 have now been identified as missing Hansen woman Sandra Crispo. 54-year-old Crispo went missing in August of 2019. She was reported missing after family members were unable to reach her and discovered she was not inside her home. Family said in 2024 that her son-in-law was the last person to see her. In August of 2019, he says he dropped Sandra off at her house after taking her to a local mechanic. On the way home, Sandra stopped for cigarettes. She was recorded on surveillance video at the gas station. It was the last time anyone had seen her. State police responded to the wooded area and exhumed a human skull. The remains were recovered and transported to the office of the chief medical examiner. The Plymouth County DA contacted the FBI to conduct further testing on the skull and determined a match to the DNA of Sandra Crispo. The cause of death has not been released. Anybody with information about Crispo's disappearance is urged to contact Hansen or state police. Construction on the new MBTA bus maintenance facility on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy is about 80% complete. The T is building the facility to house and maintain 120 new battery electric buses and to replace the existing over 100-year-old bus maintenance facility on Hancock Street. The new 300,000-square-foot facility will feature 23 service bays that will be able to charge buses in 4 hours during the overnight hours. Solar panels will be installed on the roof that will generate 1 megawatt of power. A shared community path is also being installed that will allow pedestrians to access the Quincy Adams T station across the street. Construction on the $400 million facility began in late 2023 and is scheduled for completion early next year. The T will then demolish the existing bus garage on Hancock Street. And Mayor Thomas Koch is hopeful that the T will give that four-acre site to the city, which he says may be used for recreational activities. A major phase of the new Sagamore Bridge project over the Cape Cod Canal is getting underway. It's called the Foundation Load Testing Program, and piles are being driven deep into the ground. The piles will be driven 75 to 90 feet deep. The shafts will be driven 100 feet deep. The purpose is to gather data that MassDOT will use to design the foundation for the new Sagamore Bridge and determine which types of piles to use. It is loud and ground shaking, but a critical first step for the construction of the $2.1 billion Sagamore Bridge. MassDOT says the loud banging will only take place for a few days and only during weekday business hours. The foundation load testing program is expected to last 2 or 3 months, MassDOT says, because it's off to the side of the current bridge. They are not expecting it to cause a lot of traffic this busy summer season. Construction on the new Sagamore Bridge will begin in 2027. MassDOT says it's committed to keeping 2 lanes in each direction open throughout the construction phase. The entire project is expected to be completed by 2037. Tens of thousands of Massachusetts residents are trying their luck in the low number lottery for the state's new blue license plates, which have proved wildly popular with drivers. The Registry of Motor Vehicles announcing the low number lottery for the MA250 commemorative plate back in February. Winners will be revealed tomorrow at 1 p.m. on the RMV website. A total of 48,457 residents entered the 250th anniversary low plate lottery. In comparison, the RMV's last low plate number lottery in 2025 drew about 19,000 entries. 1,000 low number plates are up for grabs this time, including plates 1 through 999 and a special 1776 plate. The RMV says the plates, which proclaim 250 years of independence, are the most popular specialty plate in Massachusetts, with more than 71,000 already on the road. The blue background with a 1776 insignia surrounded by 13 stars is an eye-catching departure from the typical Massachusetts plates that have a plain white background. Winners don't get to pick their number. They will be awarded using an electronic random number generator system. Anyone who wins has until August 28th to switch their plates. The special blue plates cost $60, and drivers need to pay a $40 specialty plate fee every year to keep it. Well, a record of almost 1,000 people participated in the recent Stop the Stigma 5K road race to raise funds for Interfaith Social Services of Quincy. The 52nd annual event raised over $180,000 for Interfaith's New Directions Counseling Center. Participants started and ended the race at the Kennedy Center after traversing the hills of Squantum. The event also featured food and refreshments, music, raffles, and games. The Counseling Center operates on a sliding fee scale based on one's ability to pay, and the first 4 counseling sessions are free. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 356 points. The NASDAQ rose 258, and the S&P is up 58. Asian stocks were also higher. The dollar was lower. The euro rose. Oil at $106 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Tigers 10-3. They'll wrap up the series in Detroit at 6:40 this evening. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: increasing clouds, breezy, with some afternoon showers and a high of 72. Showers this evening, still rather breezy with a low of 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 67. Friday, sun and clouds with a high of 63. Saturday, some afternoon showers, high of 61. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Those winds southerly, 15 to 20 with gusts to 30. Small craft advisory remains in effect. High tide at 3:22 p.m. Sunrise 5:32, sets at 7:48. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 6th.